So the other idea was this idea of essential and instrumental sort of relationship. So instrumental and essential are relational terms, like father, son, mother, daughter, brother, sister. Each defines the other. You cannot have one without the other. So that's the point that's being brought out here. I just wanted to highlight the idea that divine, human, they also are relational terms. You cannot have one without the other. And that, of course, leads into the whole concept of the divine human. It makes the statement, all things are instrumental in relation to the Lord, who is what is inmost. And so one of the things that stood out for me on this was that don't become obsessed with the instrumental. Try to always bring things back to what the instrumental is for, which is leading to the end, which is, in terms of our work, being given insights so that the regeneration of the human mind can move forward. From the text, you know, I was just struck where it talked about the relationship between good and truth and response, and how that while the response looks like it is us, it is actually the Lord in us. That he is the motivational aspect represented by the internal celestial, which is what Joseph is. Joseph is orchestrating everything here. But there is that statement with regard to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh commanding and doing all that as Pharaohs want to do. But that's the natural, really, in terms of its response, is only able to respond because it's being given that capacity by the Lord in the first place. Or the natural can only respond through what is imparted to it from what is higher. So the idea is that that's the relationship between the essential and the instrumental. So Joseph represents the essential in that case, and Pharaoh is the instrumental. So good enters truth, gives truth life. It appears to have life and responds, but it's good that's doing it all. So it was 5928. As regards the joining of goods to truths and the responsive joining of truths to good, it should be recognized that when good flows into truths and joins them to itself, it does so by pouring good into them from itself and thereby attaching them to itself. And then the two are joined together. Now, because when this happens, the truths receive life, they appear after that to act independently when they act in response or react to the good. Nevertheless, the truths do not act independently, but are moved by the good flowing into the good, which was added from itself to the truths. And then it goes, it is like the blood vessels in the living body. The truths are like those vessels without blood in them, whereas the good is like the blood itself. When the blood pours itself into the vessels which previously were empty, it activates them. The vessels respond because from the blood they receive motion and, so to speak, life. From all this, one may see what is implied by the joining of good to truths and the responsive joining of truths to good. Yeah, I headed that section up. Instruction as to how the self is created, or a sense of self is created. So that idea is captured again in 5937. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, means a perception received by the natural from the internal celestial. This is clear from the meaning of saying in the historical narratives of the word as perception, dealt with often from the representative of Pharaoh as the natural in general, dealt with such, and from the representation of Joseph as the internal celestial. Since the celestial, which Joseph represents, is internal, while the natural, which Pharaoh represents, is external, the perception is therefore received by the natural from the internal celestial. For all perception comes from within. No perception ever exists within that comes from without. For wherever an influx comes from, perception is from the same source. So we often talk about the text being psychoactive, that the very thing that it is speaking about, it brings into being within us as we engage with it. And this is getting down to the level of those loves that are really, really strong, particularly in terms of our sense of self. And so the fact that people have found it difficult, in particular being drawn into externals. When we're drawn into externals, internal things get more remote. They don't seem as real. And there has to be this pulling back from externals in order to just get centered before engaging again on that level. So the instrumental and the essential are both really essential so far as the process goes. There's kind of a participation between the two in terms of our experience of things. So it's all about the reordering of memory knowledges. That's what's going on here. It talks about doctrine from the letter. So there's a struggle to remove person, place, time, and space and see those purely as instrumental for a more spiritual focus. So whenever we get caught up in those external elements, the ability to focus on our mental states becomes more difficult. We start projecting more. That's actually what happens. So it's taken with the comment that was made about coming up to another person who has very different ideas to what we might, and the struggle in that. And of course, the immediate response is one of projection. But what the word enables us to do is start to indraw that, to see, okay, well, what is this about? So our role is not to change anybody outside of ourselves. It's actually to deal with what the contact brings up for us. And it's the same with the text. The text can be difficult. And that difficulty, we enter into a relationship with it and it begins to show things up for us. And the important thing is to see those things as something that's offered through the process, that's something that is offered by the Lord. So it's not that something is more difficult and less difficult. It's about shifting the perspective so that whatever comes up, we accept it as being from the Lord and offering us something to work with.